On Robinhood Radio today, we're going to welcome in Walter Mateig, of course. That name should sound familiar, Mateig and McClelland, on Main Street in Great Barrington, Massachusetts. First of all, I want to say happy holidays, Walter, and welcome once again to Robinhood Radio.
Thank you, Marshall. My pleasure.
Now, kind of
happy Thanksgiving to you.
Yeah, kind of a sad note here because after 22 years doing what you've been doing in our area, that you are closing down Mateig and McClelland, and you've got some exciting news for people.
Well, yes. On one hand, it's bittersweet news about closing Mateig and McClelland. On the other hand, we're having a once-in-a-lifetime sale and actually marking down everything in the store. And so it will be very satisfying to see the activity of things, people coming in and buying these beautiful things that we've made.
Well, people know that that you've been around for quite a while, and what's great about what you've done is, as a small independent business, designers, makers, retailers, or resellers, whatever you want to involve in what you do, you've made a super big difference. I think in making it easier for people to approach what you do, jewelry is a very personal thing and lives on for generations.
Right.
I think that's what you two have brought to this area. But I guess changing market conditions and what can be done with brick and mortar and what can be done with internet all come crashing together.
Yes, it's kind of the perfect storm of events that have happened. I've been in the jewelry business for, this is my 40th year, and I'm fourth generation. And since I've gotten into it, it's been continually evolving and changing and shifting. And but really, the last 3 years have been a disruption of historic proportion. And it really just became time to reinvent ourselves and to develop a new model. And it was a difficult but simple business decision to close the brick and mortar store.
Well, you know, you've been designing, you've been making jewelry, you have been servicing clients, and what I find interesting about this and what you've pointed out to me is that younger people have a different look at jewelry. I remember when I'm 67 years old. When I was growing up, when I was given gifts by my grandmother or my mother, I would always get fun gifts, yes, but I would always get pieces of jewelry. And when I would get these pieces of jewelry, whether they were a solid gold wristband or a watch or a beautiful ring, it always came with the caveat that, hold on to this. You know, this, as much as this is a gift for now, this is a gift for you that will be valuable to you over the years.
That's one of the wonderful things about the jewelry business, and that makes it so satisfying. I was speaking with a client yesterday who was calling to say how sorry she was that we were closing and how for over 20 years she has worn a piece of Mateig and McClelland jewelry every single day. And at this point, she has a substantial collection of our work. And to know that that will go on into the future, that, you know, 20 years from now, she'll still be putting on a Mateig and McClelland piece, and that potentially her children and grandchildren will inherit those. And one of the things, we're kind of an anomaly. We really, truly make museum-quality jewelry. And we've always been all about quality and, been uncompromising in that regard. And that probably has not been the best business decision, but this was more than just a business for us. This was really a passion and
a lifestyle.
Yeah. Very much so. I moved to the Berkshires. Really, it was a lifestyle choice, not a business decision. And we have been so fortunate to have been supported here in what we do for all these years. It's really kind of amazing that we are able to accomplish what we have in these 22 years here. And times are changing, and the audience is changing, the market is changing, and it's time for us to change with it. It's a hard reality to accept, but it's exciting as well. We're not going to die. We're not going to be gone. We'll just be in a new model.
You know,
we're exploring that.
It's interesting to hear you tell your tale, because I had a choice back when I was in my late 20s and early 30s, whether I just wanted to be a disc jockey and keep working for somebody else, or else whether I wanted to make broadcasting what I called my life, where it's just an extension of my everyday. And that's why
right.
I decided to form a not-for-profit, and Jill and I got together. And this radio station is basically part of our everyday life. We're not,
right.
you know, and we get a really chance to do what we want to do. And
right.
if the public likes it, it's great. And you've done the same thing over your 22 years. Now, while you're closing down the store, you're going to continue to buy and sell estate jewelry and things like that, right?
Yes, that's a service that we will continue to provide. And it's one that continues to be of need in our community. People inherit jewelry or have jewelry that they no longer wear and are trying to simplify their lives, and often jewelry is very hard to distribute to the next generation because it's hard to do so equally, and so people come to us and we help them understand what the value of their jewelry is and then offer them options for selling it, brokering it, and buying it outright. And I've been doing that for 40 years now, and it's one of the most fun parts of what I do, because whenever somebody comes in, I never know what I'm going to see. We often find things that are one of a kind pieces that the likes of which we've never seen before, and it's really fun to have those things coming to us all the time. And we have collectors and dealers around the world who a network of people that we trade with. So we have very good markets for reselling all kinds of estate jewelry, diamonds, gemstones.
Now,
that will remain.
Do you have a set date where the store is going to close, or are you just going to, as the inventory winds down, do it that way?
Yes, that's the plan. It's so strange after 22 years of really trying to build an enduring business and always being very careful about how we operated, and to now have this completely new phase where we're really trying to get a fresh start, clear out all of our inventory, mark it down substantially to really provide an incentive for people to come in and take out their wallets, and they will be rewarded with beautiful jewelry and kind of a once in a lifetime opportunity, because in all the years that I've done this, this quality of jewelry does not go on sale. It's only in an opportunity like this where there's a retirement or a store closing, and so this is quite a great opportunity, and when it's gone, we'll close.
Yeah, but what's the interesting thing about your business model, though, is when it's gone, people still have your jewelry. That's the great thing about it; they still are connected with you.
Yeah, that's
kind of
deeply
cool.
Satisfying.
Yeah.
I was speaking with an estate jewelry expert and dealer, third generation estate jewelry dealer, the other day, and telling him the news, and he's always admired our work, and in fact has purchased new pieces of ours for his wife. And he said, "Well, how long has it been?" I said, 22 years. He said, "Well, there's a company called Dreiser. They were a jeweler, very famous, small jeweler in New York that existed from 1904 to 1924. So they had a 20-year run, 2 years short of ours. And their jewelry to this day is collectible and sought after and known. And so there is an enduring quality to jewelry of the quality that we have always tried to attain. And so it's nice to know that our legacy is a good one, and that we have brought joy to people who are celebrating anniversaries and birthdays and getting married, and that will stay part of their life. That's very satisfying.
You know, during the Christmas season, I always enjoyed coming into Great Barrington when you used to, in your old building, you used to make it look like a big present.
Right.
No, really.
We still do that. Yeah. In fact, when we moved, everybody that we said we were moving, told that we were moving, they said, oh, but what about the bow? And, of course, we put the bow up on the new building. And I'm telling you, Marshall, we got dozens of letters and phone calls from people who had never even come into our store who were grateful that we were continuing the tradition and that they looked forward to it every year. And this year, as we have for 22 years, the bow goes up on the Saturday after Thanksgiving, and we generally take it down right after New Year's Day. We don't want to burn it out. We like it to be special and not, you know, left up all winter. And this year it will be the signal of when we're finished. When the bow comes down, it's coming down for the last time.
All right. Now, what about the, speaking about that very quickly, I only have about a minute or two left. I want to, about your building. You've only been in it, what, 3, 4, 5 years?
We've been in it about 5 years. We bought it about 7 years ago and spent almost 2 years planning the renovation and doing a beautiful renovation. And it's a 160-year-old Gothic revival mansion that was built for a doctor who moved here from New York. And it's at the what we think of as the southern gateway to Berkshire County, right at the corner of Route 7 and 23. And we're looking for the kind of tenant or buyer who's perfect for this space. We hope there's one out there, and we're going to do our best to find them.
How would people get a hold of you on that, Walter, about your building?
They could just call us, 413-528-6262. And I will tell you that the phone has been ringing off the hook since we announced the closing and the sale. So feel free to leave a message, and it might not be promptly that we get back to you, but we will get back to you.
Well, Matiga McClelland, Main Street in Great Barrington, Massachusetts. Once again, this is the final holiday season. They are changing the business model, and I think it's exciting that you are reinventing yourself on the fly. And I wish you both much success, and thank you for being a great local community merchant. And I think just by the fact what you're talking about, the ribbon on the building indicates that you were more than just a business.
Well, thank you, Marshall. I appreciate your compliment.